Continuing Siman Reishu, we're up to Siv Beis. Hatoyim is a tafshil. Someone simply tastes a cooked item. In its tzarich levarich ad revius vafilum humboiloi. You swallowed it since you did not have kavonas achila. Even though you swallowed it, you would not make a bracha as long as you did not have a revius. That's shita number one. V'yesh arim, there are those that argue and they say like this: shem humboiloi. If you ended up swallowing it, if you spit it out, okay. But if you swallow it, ton bracha requires a bracha. But a potter is hatoyim elikishachoyzer poilot only when you spit it out. Vaz afilu laharbi in its tzarich bracha. You keep sipping wine and spitting it out. It will not require a bracha. And what does the Rama say? It's a machlekes, but safik brachas lahakal. And even if you swallow it, we would say, don't make a bracha. Now, don't do that. L'chatchila, you're putting yourself in a situation, to a situation of safik brachas. But if you did, you would not make a bracha on that item. Let's say the only way to taste it is through swallowing it. You're the chef. I need to swallow it in order to taste it. This is found in halacha as well, in Yeridea. Simen Sadiches, the Achronim point that out. And they asked, they tried to figure out why can't simply lick something as a yid and taste to see if it's non-kosher or the like. And there's a concern you might swallow it, but who cares? Either way, I'm simply tasting it. But swallowing it is an isser. You're having hana of swallowing it. And the person can point out that sometimes tasting requires swallowing to really, really feel the taste. And therefore, that would be usser. So you do see there's a difference between swallowing and simply licking. But let's say you needed to swallow it in order to taste it. The Ramos Psak or B, since it's a smachlikas, it's a safik bracha, don't make a bracha on that. Mishnah Brurus of Katan Yudgimu Dafim Dafagav the Aslahonis Malamzebele Bracha Vilokoshu bin Machil bin Shtia Heinrichishim Machavin Lechavalishtai. Only if you're eating, but only eating requires a bracha. Avo Hachashikam Nasa Litim, Laydam Tzarech Melechai Tavlin. You're simply tasting to see if it's salty enough. In Tzarech Bracha Lefenev Lachra does not require a bracha. Vilu Moichok Tzasmi Amachal Achar Habishu. There's no option now. It's Shabbos, and I can't put it back on the fire. You simply want to taste before you send it out for your own comfort. Your kavana is not to eat. More than revius. This is a real hana. You can't say, oh, I'm not eating anything. You're fussing food. They're receiving different foods. If you do, in fact, want to have some satiation, you're trying to eat a little bit. Also, last is habib am habili achila ma'aliyah. So that's real achila. Then itima is a davar oichalit leidem hutayv mitzadin ha'achronim deshiu harak arkezayis. If you're trying to taste a achila, it's not a tavshel, it's an achila. So up until a kezayis, the revius was when it came to a beverage or a soup, that would be a revius. Okay. V'da'ad av shabeshochan arkosve ein tzarich levarach meila also levarach davili bracha vatala. When the Shulchan says ein tzarich levarach, you can't say, oh, I'll be machmir, make a bracha. That's not going to help you. You're running into a shaila of a bracha levatala. Vafilu muhboila, even if you swallow it, and muhboila, if you spit it out, mutra afilu biyosmer revius bli bracha gamma deazu. Let's say you go wine tasting, proper wine tasting, kimidumani, is that you spit it out, you don't swallow the wine. So you could do wine tasting a whole year, that you would not make any bracha rishayna. Next, ton bracha, afilu b'chol shu, kem sheish lehanos meiv. When you swallow it, you do need a bracha, even a small amount. That you swallowed, there's hanos meiv, and you're chayiv in a bracha. Kishachoyzer u'poyot, v'zeh tiru kishkavanos rak l'tima ba'alma, kem shein le'rak hanos acheich, me'atav shetom oy me'orcha shalos. You only have a little bit of hanan, and that's hanos acheich, of the throat or the mouth. But not you're not getting anything into the... into the stomach, so to say, and therefore there is no hana in that sense, and it does not require a bracha. You have a very similar shaila in Yeridea regarding eating non-kosher. Would you have the same halachic considerations? And we'll see it. It comes up in the cigarette shaila. We'll see in a moment. And it came up, comes up every year. I get many questions. For some reason, people ask me regarding taking e-cigarettes or using e-cigarettes or this new product, like some type of zin, some type of chewable nicotine that you suck on a pouch and nicotine comes out, where there is no kavanas achilah. So how does that help in halacha? So let's see. So you take tobacco and you put it into a pipe. So you're smoking a pipe. Is that considered swallowing and spitting out? You not make a bracha on these items. So based on this and amongst other factors in halacha, you would not make a bracha on e-cigarettes. Additionally, one could argue that it's only a suffix if there's chametz there, and there's many reasons to be makel just on that alone, the way the flavors are produced and how this item is manufactured, the entire formula. You put it all together, it's nifso me'achila, and it's probably not coming from chametz. You go by roiv and different halacha considerations. But when all is said and done, there's a very strong halacha reason to be mekel, even if it was 100% chametz, and that is that you're not swallowing it. You're simply tasting it, and there wouldn't be an issue of tasting treif, let's say, if there's no concern that you're going to swallow. This is the shita of the Har Tzvi, based on Achorinim and Simen Tzadiches and Yeredea. Now, with chametz, it's worse, because chametz is asur bahana, and you cannot own it either. But when it comes to treifas, you'd have this heter. It would help in the discussion of chametz, but it wouldn't be a heter on its own. But this is interesting. That this comes up, not that you should smoke these things, but you should learn the halachas regarding these things. This is mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah here in Siman Reishir, now that I'm 2 months behind, so it ends up being Davar B'Yitim Matoiv. Okay, next, Sukkot Yud Ches, V'oz Afilu V'alkin Aloyis Latinik Shkim V'Shein B'Leah, Afilu V'Harbe Ein Sarach Bracha, you do not need to make a bracha, since you are not swallowing the food, you're simply chewing on the food to make it soft for the child to eat. You run into Shiloh and Yerodeh regarding if you're fleshiks. Ayin Sham. Masafik brachas la'akel. The Rama concluded. Hainu ba'afila ba'afila imhu balea leivar kevish ein kavanas la'chila. Even if you swallow it, you should not make a bracha since your kavanah is not to eat. Because we shouldn't like the original svar. Hinei magen Avraham chelak al shacharach. Rama asvila de ba'balea lekulei amachay levarik. When you're swallowing it, everyone agrees to make a bracha. Avol kama achrenim mechlitu im psak Rama that it's a safik bracha v'leivar la'chila. Toy bizar. Haritz la'balea. So you have one of two options: either spit it out, but let's say you have to swallow it in order to really, really get the full flavor and to really test this. You're a chef, or you're working in a flavor company, you're the chemist in the lab, you have to taste it. So in that case, the best thing to do is have in mind, she is chavin lehonis mena batar sechilo, have in mind, I'm eating it. Hinni muchen mzuman, to taste and eat this ice cream that we're, before we send out the product, we want to taste it and test it. So have in mind to actually enjoy it, batar sechilo vivarech halav, and make a bracha on that, and that avoids the halacha shiloh.